Michigan voters have it relatively easy in one sense this election year. In some years, they've had as many as half a dozen complex proposals and amendments on the ballot. This year, there are only two. The first one, which has received some attention recently, asks us if we would like to call a constitutional convention. But the second has gotten little attention. Proposal 2 was placed on the ballot by the legislature and would amend the state constitution to prohibit certain felons from holding public office or from being appointed to any government job that is policymaking or has discretionary control over public assets. They would be barred from service for 20 years after they committed their crime. Now, at first blush, that sounds like a sensible idea, and a lot of people are very likely to vote for this. After all, nobody wants Sticky Fingers Monahan to be released from prison and be appointed state treasurer or elected county auditor, right? Actually, whether its sponsors admit it or not, this amendment was inspired by an actual person, Kwame Kilpatrick, the felonious and now jailed former mayor of Detroit. When he resigned to go off to jail 2 years ago, he appeared on TV and mumbled something about a comeback. That was the last thing anybody who cared about Detroit wanted to think about and helped spark this amendment. However, there are a number of reasons even the most rabidly anti-Kilpatrick voter might want to think twice before endorsing this amendment. Kilpatrick isn't making any comeback, not in the foreseeable future. He's back in prison now on a probation violation and is facing a host of federal corruption charges. But wouldn't this amendment help protect the public from other bad guys? Well, probably not, according to an analysis by the respected nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan. What it would do is take power and decision-making authority away from local governments and school boards and the voters themselves and give more power to state government. Worse, this amendment is vague. It would require more laws to be passed, commissions to be set up, and lead to a lot of haggling in the courts over which felonies are a breach of the public trust. Nobody thinks convicted embezzlers ought to be put in charge of public funds, but there's little chance of that. By the way, our state's constitution already bars anyone convicted of such a felony from serving in the legislature for 20 years after the crime. What this proposal would do is take power out of our hands. Let's say somebody made a mistake a long time ago, paid the price, and today has something to contribute. Your local school superintendent wants to appoint him to a needed vacancy. This amendment would prevent that from happening. Let's say the voters were convinced someone was wrongly convicted of some offense and want to elect them the city council. If this passes, they won't be allowed to. We'll have given a little bit more of our power away. Democracy, as I understand it, means letting the people decide who they want to do the people's business, even if they sometimes choose unwisely. True freedom means freedom to make mistakes. Perhaps we should think twice before giving more of our freedom away.